John.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. How are you?
Oh, I'm kind of worn out. I'm supposed to be resting, but I'm not. Well, I'm just trying to get organized for this next 3 weeks. Now, they tell me you're going to be busy part of this next week. Have you got any chance to come up any time later in the week?
Yes, sir. It'll be the latter part of the week. This governor's conference is not over until Wednesday.
All right.
And I've got a conservation, a big statewide conservation meeting on Friday.
All right.
It'll definitely be the latter part of the week.
All right. Well, then can you spend in the last couple of weeks with me?
Mr. President, with the intermittent trips that I'll have to make back, I can.
Oh, what, have you got some more dates?
Oh, yes, I've got a whole lot of them. I don't remember what they are right now. I don't have my schedule.
Are you going into Oklahoma City? Somebody said they saw in the paper.
Yes, sir, I'm going. I believe we agreed on the 29th.
Well, now, that's good.
And I've got to be in Dallas on the 29th for this graduate research center. That's one of the things I have to do.
Well, now, Oklahoma is 58:42 this morning, and it looks like it. I had a folder here a while ago, and he just got a minute. He's got to go. Give me that folder, Harris. Returns. You see it? It's written here in long, one little outfit. It's 58:42, so that's a one that we really need to try to hold.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you can do more good there than any other place. And if I were you, I'd try to get my contacts here ahead of time with anybody with the Boots Adams and the Humbles and the Purers and everybody you know to give you a firm foundation to deaden some folks in Tulsa and Oklahoma City before you go there and tell them you want some support up there for you. And I believe you might hold that state for us in Wilkinson. And we're going to need them now. Now, tell me about Arizona right quick. Do we have a chance out there?
Yes, you've got a chance. Sam Goddard, I think, is running stronger than Roy Elston. I think Roy Elston's got the toughest race running for the Senate. They think that it's in pretty fair shape. They're not nearly as optimistic as Gene Pulliam indicated he was. They think they've got a pretty tough row to hold. They think that Goldwater's going to get suspended for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Called me down
and this morning, they're encouraged and they're working, but I'm not sure of it at all, what they told me. But I think there's a good chance you can carry it.
Now, this is the final thing then. If you're not going to come and can't be, I've got Jack Soft speaking Italian and Bill's stomach's flaring up and he's writing speeches. How much problem would it be to you? I asked Hunter last night and he said it wouldn't be any problem to him. But how much problem would it be to you after you have your governors tomorrow to let me borrow him, Marvin for 2 or 3 weeks?
Be no problem.
Well, will you tell him that when you try to meet me when I get in Tuesday night or something, I need you on the scandal and the judgments on what we do and the Clifford thing, and I guess I can get by another week without it, as long as it's not hitting us. But when it does hit us, I've got nobody to think of to make these decisions, and I just got to have you. I don't give a damn how many conservation meetings you got. I just got to have you there to say we answer it or we don't, or we dodge it or we don't, or we go on television or we don't. I believe now that I've got an outside chance to carry Louisiana. McKeith and the Shreveport papers threatened him and scared him, and he didn't endorse us, but he appeared with us. And I think that I'm doing all right. If I'm all right in Texas, I think we got a cinch if they just don't take it away from us the last 3 weeks. So I'm going to need some judgments, and you keep your engagement just to a minimum so you can come in there. And then I want to do it for your good, too. I don't want a Bobby Kennedy thing, but it's not a brother relationship anyway. But I want you definitely speaking and to be identified with this campaign as my... as my counselor and confidant for a lot of reasons. And It may cost you something down here, but it's not going to cost you anything in America in 10 years from now. And you're not going to be willing when you get ready to move to Floresville. Why, you're just going to do about like I do. You're going to come right back here. Now, go on, take care of your governors.
Incidentally, all the governors, you'll be interested to know that Brackett, Sanders, and all of them are extremely encouraged. So is Alberta Harris. So is Don Russell.
I told two or three of them, for your own good and mine, to tell you that you were indispensable and you had to get up there, and that they better make you go like Frank Clements and others, and you'll understand that I didn't think that they had more influence with you than I did, but I thought that it would be a good thing if they were begging you to go and if they thought you were the man with the fuzzy balls.
Well,
I mean, be good for you with their, in your relationship with them.
I appreciate that.
And so go on and do it now, and be sure to tell Marvin, tell him just get his secretary, whoever he's got, if he hadn't, we get him one, but I hope he got one and knows how to work with him, because we've got 24 hours a day, and I'm only in Washington 2 half days between now and the end of the campaign.
All right. Now, incidentally, let me just give you this, that your head in this thing, beyond any question, not just in Texas, and if anything, I would be less... frenetic. I'd be more deliberate. I'd be more thoughtful. I'd be more dignified than I'd ever been the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And your general approach to things. I think you've got this election won. You've got it won in Texas. I don't think you're going to have any problem. It's not going to be any 65-70%. It's going to be a damn...
Harris has got you this morning 65-35. Got Yarborough 52-48. And got me 59-41. Do you think that's realistic?
I'd say that's just about on the nose. That's what I'd get.
Let me run them over right quick and you can run. Arizona 55-45, that's Harris. Arkansas 46-41, that's Harris. California 61-32, that's Harris. Colorado 64-36, that's the Denver Post. Connecticut 70-30, it's Quayle. Delaware 51-18. Florida 57-43, that's the, I don't know, Kraft. Georgia 42, Johnson 46, Goldwater, that's Harris. He got me 4 points ahead. They're ahead of me 4 points, 12 undecided. Hawaii 78-10, Johnson. Indiana 51-35, Johnson. Iowa 68-25, Johnson. That's Cole's paper. We know that's too good. Kansas 57-33, Johnson. Kentucky 52-31, Quayle. Louisiana 36-47, that's Lewis. They're 11 points ahead of us. Maine 61-12, Johnson. Maryland 59-35, Johnson. Michigan 70-30, Johnson. Minnesota's the top in the nation, 74-22, Johnson. Mississippi 70-30, Goldwater. Missouri 57-33, Johnson. Montana 60-40. Johnson, Nebraska 42-26, Johnson. We don't think that'll stand up. That's newspaper. Nevada 61-25, Johnson. New Jersey 70-21, Johnson. That's Quayle. New York 59-22, Johnson. North Carolina 44-35, Johnson. Ohio 59-31, Oregon 62-38, Pennsylvania 63-20, South Dakota 58-30, Tennessee 50-50, Texas 63-23. That was Belden. Utah 61-33, Vermont 70-12, Johnson. Virginia 51-36, Johnson. That's Harris this morning. West Virginia 56-24, Johnson. Wisconsin 53-35, Johnson. Wyoming 62-38, Johnson. Nationwide Gallup gives us 62-32, six undecided. Harris gives us 58-34. He's down, Goldwater's up 4 points and we're down two. 58-34. Now that's the way it is as of now, and I think all those things you say is right. I don't know how to keep out of the mob, though, when they just come and stop your car. You got to get up and speak to them. And
you can't. All you can do is be very gracious and be very dignified when you are amongst them. That's all you can do. You want the mob. You want the people. You want the crowd. This is the greatest thing going for you. But try to maintain as much reserve and aloofness as you can without losing your natural instincts. I don't want you to get cold and fritchy. Don't misunderstand me.
Well, it's hard for me to change
it.
Being what I am without going to the other extreme. I always go to one or the other.
I know it.
Anyway, I think that's good advice, and you just plan to now. I just got to have you, and don't you go to screwing this up with a bunch of goddamn conservation meetings, because the last 2 weeks it's going to be dirty.
Yeah, I know it is. It's going to be mean as hell.
Now, what about the Dallas News? They all tell us they're about to come out for us.
I think they are. I talked to Dick West again last night, but I don't know. They haven't done it yet, and I'm just holding my breath till they do.
You don't think that you ought to say to Ted Dealey that if he will come out and help us and unify this state, that you'll underwrite to unifying Dallas and taking their leadership there with the Trinity and their building and other things, and you'll take that?
Sure, I do, but I want to wait till we get this businessmen committee out. Well, I met with them Wednesday morning and talked to about 225 of them, and they've got over 200 of them now. They're signed up to go on an ad for you, and I think it's important that we do that before I talk to them again, because 10 days ago I spent an hour and a half with them. And I want to get this done before I make the next step, and then I think I can go back to it.
All right, now the one day in Texas that where I want to go in Texas is different from where Hunter wants me to go. I want to come in here Sunday night and either go to San Antonio Sunday evening and take Monday morning early and hit Laredo and Corpus and Beaumont and then come into Houston and then go to Fort Worth and Dallas for the 5 o'clock thing, and then spend the evening there to meet with whoever they want to, and have the noontime crowds and the 5 o'clock crowds in the big cities where the people are, and try to show the nation and others my loyalty to the Mexicans with Corpus and Laredo by trying to drill them out, and trying to show labor something at Beaumont because the votes are, and then hit Houston at the noontime thing, and hit Dallas and Fort Worth all 4 or 5, and then into midnight if they want me to, just one day in Texas. And will you give some thought and see what's wrong with that?
Yes, sir.
You don't think I ought to go to Laredo, I guess?
Oh, I think it'd be wonderful. I don't think you ought to hit Corpus, Laredo, and San Antonio, all three of them.
Well, I got to hit San Antonio.
Yeah.
And I think I ought to go to Corpus. Now, I don't guess I'd have had 200 votes for Laredo. I could cut it out, but I think I can do it. Just an airport stop for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe I ought to go to Laredo. But
I think the only important thing is you don't spend over one day in Texas.
All right. Well, we'll spend one. Now, then, can I do San Antonio at night, then get Corpus at 8 o'clock, Beaumont at 10 o'clock, Houston at 12 o'clock, Dallas at 4 o'clock, and Dallas and Fort Worth till midnight?
Yeah.
Does that suit you?
Yeah.
And then Austin the night before the election.
Yeah.
And you'll get all the state employees to come if I fly from the White House, and they'll be there. Okay, now are you going to make a television speech for us?
Well, yes. What we're thinking about is probably getting Allen and Price and me.
Boy, just got to. Now, that's the main thing I wanted to ask you. Who is the one to call him and ask him to make some speeches for us?
Allen?
Yeah.
Pat Rutherford's as good as any.
Well, should I do it myself?
Yeah, you ought to.
All right, I'll call Pat first, and then I'll call him later this
week. I'll call Allen, and I think Allen will do it. I'm positive.
Where should I ask him to go? South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana?
Yeah. Yeah, and if not, just ask him if he would go on a program with Price to be here last week.
Well, I want you to go on. I want you to make a regional television for me. I'd like to try to buy, try to get $75,000 and buy it in the southern states and make one kind of like your convention, a nominating speech in 56. I know this man, and here's what we're going to have peace in this country between business and labor and between races, and he's going to do that. He's done it in 11 months. He hadn't been throwing troops around this country, and I need a regional thing. I think he ought to think about that at least 2 weeks before and get Bill.
I don't mind doing it. I just don't think I'm worth that much.
Oh, no. You don't know. Hey, we got to get in these big cities. Little Rock, I'm running way ahead. The other parts, I'm not.
Yeah.
New Orleans, I'm running way ahead.
Yeah.
I think we got to do that. Okay, I'll let you go now. You check with Allen, too, and I'll get Pat, but you tell him that I want him to very much and brag on him and tell him that he can have any damn thing he wants I've got, period. But I want him, and I want him to know he's needed, and you boost that up before I call him.
All right, I will.
And you tell Marvin.
All right.
Bye.